Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little ZZ Top bringing us back. That's Rough Boy, one of the ZZ Top great songs. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pierce and Jane Howard, Dr. Pierce and Jane Howard, the tag team duo of personality, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and also Pierce's outstanding landmark book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Pierce, how many editions is that out in now?
Four.
Fourth edition
came out in April.
Isn't there something, what's the new stuff? I'm sorry, Jane, say it again.
I was just adding, William Morrow in New York published it.
Right, good. Congratulations, and what's the new part of the fourth edition?
Well, there's several. I'll mention just one before we get back to our earlier subject. There's a new chapter on the neuroscience of pets and animals, and there's one fascinating discovery that people have noticed that dogs appeared to have a good sense of time, and it manifests itself like this. There was a story of a master who left his dog at 8:30 in the morning to go to work, and the dog wagged his tail as the master was leaving. The master left, and then about 4:45 in the afternoon, between 4:30 and 4:45, the dog would hop up on a chair next to the window, wag his tail furiously, start hyperventilating, looking out the window in anticipation of the master returning.
Mm-hmm.
And a researcher observed this behavior and said, really? Dogs have a sense of time? They know it's 4:45. They know it's time for the master return.
Well, we've all heard stories about the kid, about the dog who goes down to the bus stop at 3:30 and waits on his little master.
Oh, yes. Well, this researcher decided to do an experiment. The researcher had a hypothesis, and that is that it was not so much a sense of time as it was a sense of smell.
Huh.
And that what was going on, the researcher thought, is that as the dog lost the sense of smell of the master throughout the day, at a particular point, when the smell had subsided to a particular level, the dog had begun to associate that with the return of the master.
Hmm.
And so here's the experiment. The researcher, at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, went in the bedroom and got some of the master's dirty clothes and went in the living room and rubbed the furniture down with the old clothes that had the master's smell on them. And when 4:30 came, 4:45, the dog just sat there doing nothing.
So the depletion of the scent was what it was going by. When the half life of the scent got to a certain point, the dog would start missing.
That's it. Bingo.
And the reason cats don't have a sense of timing, Jane, is because they don't care.
Don't talk about cats. I like cats.
I know, but cats. You know what I like about cats is, cats raise plenty of you know what that you just can't catch them at it. What the thing that I like about dogs is whatever a dog can do, you can watch. So, it's dogs. I love the story about the guy who said, "I wish I were the man that my dog thinks I am."
Wow.
But cats are not like that, right? Cats
were
staff. Yeah, they're like cats are like women. They're pretty independent, right?
Now you're generalizing, Jim. You're generalizing.
Okay.
In fact, the research shows that animals exhibit the same personality traits that humans do.
And you've got neurotic.
You've got neurotic cats and you've got calm cats. You've got solitary cats and you've got playful cats. You've got curious cats and you've
I've known people, Jane, with two cats, and the two cats are completely different from each other. So
exactly.
how does that reconcile?
Like people. Just like Bubba.
Yeah, but I thought you said the cat would be like the parent, like the owner.
No. I said cats
traits.
Cats vary among themselves.
You're saying cats have human traits, not necessarily like they're human.
Bingo. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, I believe that. You know, another thing about pets that people may not realize, I think the higher bred an animal is, the more likely they are to have those human traits, including feeling disrespected.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, the refined breed.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I want to know about the besides the owner's manual for the personality at work, you've got the one for the children, right? The teenagers.
Yeah.
The owner's manual for 12 to 22.
Okay, so that one, the owner's manual for personality at work, and now
and
the fourth edition of
happiness.
I'll say again.
And the owner's manual for happiness.
That's the one I was missing.
That came out last August.
Right. Yeah. I don't have that in front of me. And then the owner's manual for the brain, which is out in fourth edition right now. When we come back, I want to come back to the dark side of personality. We're gonna get back into that as we wrap up our visit with Pierce and Jane Howard. Syntax, Centacs, is that right, Jane?
.com.
So check that out, folks. You can find out more about all of this at that website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.